Good morning. The cold front that brought showers and thunderstorms our way during the afternoon yesterday is slowing down and stalling out over central and eastern New England. Behind the front, a cooler northerly breeze dried things out temporarily overnight and brought temperatures back into the mid-50s to lower 60s, which is where we stand this morning. And now a new wave of low pressure in the mid-Atlantic region is tracking up the eastern seaboard and in our direction. Along with it, a deep slug of moisture is bringing rain back to the area, and it looks like a wet start for a good portion of interior New York and New England, and that wet weather will probably carry us into lunchtime. As we get into the second half of the day today, we'll probably have more drier stretches, but still the risk of showers as upper-level jet stream energy will be sweeping through. So an unsettled day, a cooler day with the constant clouds and occasional showers, temperatures will be held back into the lower to mid-60s for afternoon highs. Still scattered showers to deal with tonight, and with the moisture in the air, locally dense fog will develop as temperatures drop back into the 50s. Now, tomorrow we'll have some breaks of sunshine as the front tracks slowly off the eastern seaboard. However, jet stream energy will still be around, and that'll produce afternoon scattered showers and thunderstorms. With the breaks of sun, though, highs should approach the 70-degree mark. On Friday, still the risk of a few showers, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, and in the mid to upper 60s. At this point, we'll turn our attention toward the weekend, which looks a lot better with high pressure building in from the Great Lakes. It looks like we'll go back to sunshine, if not early Saturday, then in the afternoon. Highs will be a bit cooler and in the mid-60s, but we'll rebound back to 70 with that sun on Sunday. It looks like the nice weather will extend into the early part of next week, and it'll warm up into the mid-70s on Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Irma, which passed over Barbuda overnight and now is located about 35 miles east-southeast of St. Martin. Irma is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the extremely dangerous core of Irma will move over portions of the northern Leeward Islands this morning, move near or over portions of the northern Virgin Islands later today, and pass near or just north of Puerto Rico this afternoon or tonight. Maximum sustained winds remain near 185 miles per hour with higher gusts. Irma is a Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are likely during the next day or two, but Irma is forecast to remain a powerful Category 4 or 5 hurricane during the next couple of days. New this morning, the government of the Bahamas has issued a hurricane warning for the southeastern Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands, and a hurricane watch for the central Bahamas, and a hurricane warning remain in effect for the U.S. and British Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. At Mount Washington this morning, 15 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 48 degrees with a southwest wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain, 61 degrees, the dew point 58, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.88 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast this morning, New York City, mostly cloudy, showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs near 70. Boston, cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm possible in the mid-70s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature, 70, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of rain yesterday, 0.98 for the month, and that's 0.48 of an inch above normal. For the year, 32.78 inches of precipitation, which is 6.13 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 91, set in 1983, and the record low, 38, in 1974. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:21 p.m., 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers off and on today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog in the middle to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers off and on today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers off and on today and highs in the mid-60s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog back into the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some breaks of sun, otherwise partly cloudy, and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible with highs near 70. Still the risk of a few showers Friday, otherwise partly sunny, mid to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-60s Saturday. Mostly sunny, near 70 on Sunday, and in the mid-70s with mostly sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.